This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Last year, more than 5,000 people were killed in Mexico's drug war. That's a staggering figure. So far this year, though, Mexico is on pace to double that number. Much of the violence is concentrated in the northern state of Chihuahua, which borders Texas and New Mexico. And this week, the governor of Texas asked for 1,000 troops to help guard that border. From Mexico City, NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Mexico is at war, and the drug violence this month alone has flared all across the country. In Cancun, a former army general was abducted, tortured, and killed less than a day after becoming the region's top anti-drug officer. On the Pacific coast, men hurled grenades at a police station near Acapulco. Firefights, lasting at times for hours, broke out in the central city of Zacatecas, in the border city of Reynosa, and in the desert of Chihuahua. Another shootout this week in Durango killed 10. And in Mexico's most violent city, Juarez, gunmen strafed a military pickup with more than 100 rounds, killing the city's number two cop and three of his bodyguards. After this attack, signs appeared around Juarez threatening to kill an officer every 48 hours unless Police Chief Roberto Orduña Cruz stepped down, which he promptly did. I can't put my professional pride above the security of my men, Chief Orduña said as he gave in to the cartel's demands and quit. Last year, according to a tally by the newspaper El Universal, 5,630 people were killed in Mexico in drug-related violence. Among the dead were 450 police officers and soldiers. The bulk of the killings were in the northern state of Chihuahua, bordering Texas and New Mexico. Late Sunday night, gunmen attacked the convoy of the governor of Chihuahua, leaving one of his bodyguards dead. The governor, Jose Reyes Baeza, tried to downplay the incident and said it may have just been a traffic altercation.
Simplemente hay un altercado con un grupo de policías que son policías de la guardia del gobernador.
Simply, there was an altercation with a group of police who were the police guards of the governor, Baeza said. I didn't receive any direct aggression, nor was I threatened, nor did they block my vehicle. Baeza sped from the scene in his bulletproof Chevy Suburban. Despite the governor's portrayal of the incident as a traffic altercation, others say it has all the trappings of an assassination attempt. The gunmen were heavily armed. One who was captured is a former soldier. The two cars used in the attack had been reported stolen months earlier, and soon after the incident, the vehicles were found torched. Congressman Juan Guerra says the attack on the governor's convoy was clearly the work of organized crime. Guerra is calling for increased federal funds to fight the cartels and protect elected officials. This is a serious incident, Congressman Guerra says. Unfortunately, it shows that the criminal organizations respect absolutely nothing. To the contrary, they'll go after anyone. And what we are lacking in this fight against organized crime is intelligence. The government of President Felipe Calderón has deployed tens of thousands of soldiers and federal police across Mexico to confront the powerful drug trafficking gangs. Calderón's administration points out that they've arrested key leaders of the cartels and disrupted the flow of narcotics into the United States. Yet, the violence continues to escalate. Security experts here say this drug war is nowhere near finished and could last through 2009 or even longer. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.